Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 185. We have already started discussing the biological special programs of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla, and today's topic of discussion is the SBS of the kidney parenchyma. For a non-medical man, kidneys are kidneys, doing the function of filtration of blood to form urine. For a medical doctor, kidney consists of at least three important parts. One, its parenchyma. Two, the kidney collecting tubules. And three, the renal pelvis. In spite of being a medical doctor for more than 35 years, I understood the importance of these three different parts in the framework of evolution and embryology only after 2008, when I started learning GNM. Therefore, I can very assertively state that only a person who knows GNM can appreciate fully the organ called kidney, its embryology, anatomy, physiology, and what to say all so-called diseases of the kidney. We have already learned the kidney collecting tubules as the organ evolved from the intestinal cells called intestinal cylinder epithelium, with its absorptive and secretory qualities manifested through the absorption and digestion of the water morsel. So, the kidney collecting tubules are the oldest tissue of the kidney in evolutionary terms. Therefore, they are derived from the endoderm and controlled from the brainstem. Later, we will study in detail about the latest tissue of kidney called the renal pelvis, which has its origin from the ectoderm and therefore its brain control from the cerebral cortex. If the kidney collecting tubules developed during the oldest part of evolution, when life existed only in the ocean, the kidney parenchyma developed when man started living on land. You will learn later that the renal pelvis evolved still later, a time period when territorial issues became more important. Another interesting aspect you can understand is that the organs and tissues that form the major bulk of one's body are derived from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Coming back to the kidney parenchyma also, you will understand that it forms the bulk of the kidney and is composed of millions of units where the filtration of blood and production of urine take place, called nephrons. Every such unit consists of mainly two components. One, the glomerulus, a network of small blood vessels called capillaries, and two, a membranous cover called Bowman's capsule. In order to regulate the urine formation, one of the most important factors is the blood pressure within the blood capillaries and the Bowman's capsule. Here again, it is useful for us to learn the function of the kidney parenchyma in the framework of evolution. While life was in the ocean, the production of urine was regulated by the intestine, and after life moved on land, the blood circulation and kidneys started regulating the production of urine. While the blood is passing through the capillary blood vessels or glomeruli, the capillary walls allow the metabolic waste along with water to be filtered and later to be reabsorbed by the kidney collecting tubules. This reabsorbed filtrate returns to the blood, leaving about 1.5 to 2 liters of fluid to be eliminated as urine. Therefore, always keep in mind the importance of blood pressure in the filtration process done by the kidneys. The rate of filtration is known as GFR or glomerular filtration rate. Let us proceed to further important aspects of the SBS of the kidney parenchyma with the understanding the important knowledge that the kidney parenchyma is derived from the embryonic germ layer, the new mesoderm, and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. From the evolutionary knowledge, we know that originally the present-day two kidneys were a single organ and it was later divided to form two kidneys. During gestation, when the development of the fetus takes place, The replication of the evolution happens within the uterus. Sometimes, if the single organ of kidney does not get divided into two during its development, the two organs may remain as a single organ called horseshoe kidney with a connection at the lower base with a U-shaped fusion. As against the case of all organs and tissues controlled from the cerebral medulla, the kidney parenchyma of the right kidney is controlled from the right side of the brain, and that of the left kidney is controlled from the left side of the brain, the cerebral medulla. That means there is no crossover correlation from brain to the organ. This is because the control centers of the kidney parenchyma are located at the transitional area between the midbrain, positioned at the outermost part of the brainstem, and the cerebral medulla. Friends, keep on listening to learn more about the important organ of your body, the kidney parenchyma. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.